Russian officials confirm that at least 338 people are dead after Friday's disastrous end to the school hostage standoff. About half the dead are children. As many as 250 people are unaccounted for, so the toll could go much higher. In a moment, we'll look at President Vladimir Putin's options after this latest terror attack. But we begin our coverage with an update from NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Beslan, Russia.
Some parents and relatives were still searching for their missing loved ones today, many of whom were apparently burned beyond recognition when bombs went off inside the school. For others, this was the first day of what will be a long and agonizing series of burials. Workers struggled to quickly dig a massive addition to the city cemetery. An orchestra played mourning music as the first 30 coffins, many of them containing the bodies of children, were lowered slowly into the ground. Russian officials say at least 30 terrorists carried out the raid. Most were Chechens and others who support the cause of Chechen independence. Russian military officials say they were forced to storm the school after explosions went off around the building, and the gunmen began shooting at fleeing captives. But the sequence of events remains in dispute. And today, there was no police presence around the school where the tragedy played out. Anyone could walk into the crime scene. Tomorrow and Tuesday have been declared as days of mourning in Russia. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Beslan, Russia.